This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Years ago, when I was a tech writer, I covered the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It is a huge, mind-boggling show. Back when I covered it in the very early days, they also had a big sex component. They had a whole area devoted to sex technology, and they had it set up in a separate adults-only area. And then that separated out and became the Adult Entertainment Expo, and that became a whole separate show. And then for a while, the two were going on at the same time. And that was when I was starting to write more about sex, and I was also writing about technology, and I would cover both shows at the same time. You felt like you were going to die at the end of that, because you're talking about miles and miles and miles of walking, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vendors, and it was really too much. So the Adult Entertainment Expo eventually did the smart thing, and they moved it to after CES, although for the poor writers who might cover both, there really isn't enough recovery time. So with all the sex stuff separated out, there isn't a lot of sexy stuff left at CES, but there's still some. And there's some sex-related kind of technology things. We'll talk tomorrow on Sex Science Saturday about technology that is incorporated into the very simple pregnancy test. But there actually were some sex toy manufacturers at CES. The company Oh My Bod came in, I think, about 6 years ago. And when they did, they basically had to argue their way in. They didn't want to let them have a booth. But eventually they did convince them that they were actually a technology company, and they got a booth. And they've been there for enough years to kind of have some acceptance at the show. Oh My Bod has been around as a company for quite a number of years, and they've always been a technology company. They've always found interesting ways to combine technology with vibrators. And the new item that they have and introduced at CES is Love Life Crush. Yes, it's a vibrator, but its primary focus isn't masturbatory pleasure. It's really designed to be a Kegel exerciser. Now, Kegels are really important. If you are a woman and you're not familiar with Kegels, you really need to be. When your vagina can grip a penis, when you can kind of clench your vagina, you're using Kegel muscles. And you want strong Kegel muscles. One, they can increase sexual pleasure for both you and your partner if you can grip with your Kegel muscles. They can also help later on in life with things like incontinence. Good, strong Kegel muscles can help prevent some of those problems. Now, to learn more, you can go to our Erotic University, go to the athletic department and the gym, and there's the weekly workout, and there is a section there on Kegel exercises. Now, keep in mind that we haven't evaluated Love Life Crush. It's a new product available from lovelifetoys.com as a pre-order at this point. And this is what they claim the product can do. They say it is equipped with built-in sensor technology and a very strong motor. And the sensor technology measures the pressure, control, endurance, and grip of your PC muscles, which are your Kegel muscles. It uses Bluetooth to pair with your smartphone, so it can guide you through the Kegel exercises and monitor your progress over time. Well, that seems like a pretty good thing. It's not available yet. But when it is, we'll try to get it in for our sexandreview.com site and see how it works. Also at the show was the Fiera Arouser for Her. This is a product that is available now. It's a unique product, but it's not your traditional vibrator. In fact, to really understand what it looks like, you'll have to go to their website, because it doesn't look like any vibrator you've ever seen. So basically, here's how they describe it. It gently attaches to her body, hugging the clitoris and forming a seal around the most sensitive area. Then, through soft, pleasurable suction, Fiera stimulates blood flow and creates sensations of warmth and fullness. You use it for a few minutes before sex, and then remove to initiate sex feeling. And it seems to me the idea here is this is not a masturbatory device, but really is a device designed to get a woman aroused before sex. Well, vibrators can do that a lot too. But this is clearly a design unlike anything I've seen before. The little bird vibrator is made by B-Sensory. And just from the descriptions, I really don't fully get what it does. It's an interesting idea. It's another paired with your smartphone device, it's a vibrator, that is controlled by an app on your smartphone, and you can trigger different vibrations by shaking your phone, or caressing your phone, or even blowing on your phone or tablet. But the novel part, and the part that I don't really get, is that it works with a series of erotic ebooks, and somehow, as you read through the books, the author of that story can set up different kinds of vibrations. I think that's something I'd actually need to see to get an idea of what they're talking about, because I'm really not sure what that's doing or how that functions. They also have a manual mode that lets someone else remotely control the little bird from a device, which is a nice thing. Remote-controlled vibrators can be a lot of fun, and we have certainly tested a number of them. The company Naughty America has been a staple at the Adult Entertainment Expo for years and years, and they put out very good quality adult video entertainment. And this year they were also at CES. This is a company that certainly knows how to shoot porn, and what they're offering is 180-degree stereoscopic 3D with head-tracking compatibility. It means you can put a compatible device on your head, and you can watch porn and look around and see different things. They have compatibility with Google Cardboard, which, if you don't know anything about, is actually a very clever device. It uses your Android phone or your iPhone, and it shows you how to make a viewer literally out of cardboard. It is the cheapest type of VR you can possibly have. The amazing thing is it actually works. But it also works with the more professional high-end devices like the Oculus Rift. Interestingly, the Oculus Rift is coming out. It's not cheap. It's actually pretty expensive, but they're selling it at cost. In other words, they're selling it for what it cost them to make it, which is $599. But it's certainly the most sophisticated of the different VR devices. It's still a fairly sophisticated device, but a little less expensive, that Naughty America is compatible with is the Samsung Gear VR. It costs only $100, but it only works with specific Samsung Galaxy phones. Next week on Entertainment Spotlight, we'll cover interesting items from the Adult Entertainment Expo.